fire, weave your own body within. And from it you weave this new substance, which is made of your recognition of being the infinite sun. It's as if someone somewhere were keeping score. I think you can feel your infinite body to a degree, and it will help you know you are the infinite sun. See if you can rest for a moment in a body that is not the form. It can be a body of consciousness. Can you find this you that is out of the form and never was in it? Can you be that pure consciousness? The you you're trying to realize is the you that you're going to live with someday totally. Because that you, seemingly at the moment just beyond reach, but yet present in your consciousness, so that you can be aware of this you, that you is going to be the you that moves into the fifth world. When you join that you, you'll discover you're in the fifth world. For that you already does exist. And what you are doing now is losing the mortal sense of you and picking up the immortal you, which is ever present. But not cognizable by the five senses. If you feel a measure of this invisible you, that experience is coming through your soul, and that's the purpose of this exercise. You will only feel this infinite you, this pure consciousness you, this essence that is not confined. You'll only feel it with your soul. And there is a place when not only do you feel it, but your mortal sense is lost. It just vanishes. And this that you have been trying to feel begins to be where you are. And that's all you are. And you feel nothing but this that you have been trying to feel. There's no you trying to feel anything anymore. There's just your real self. the self that was before the world, you are, and it is the Son of Man. The self that was before there was a man or a woman is the Son of Man. The self that always was. The self without beginning or end. That self announces itself. Like the wind. It comes from where one knows not, and it pronounces its arrival, and declares itself to be yourself. Because you have accepted it. In this consciousness, Scripture is born. This is the source of Scripture. When the self declares itself, it speaks the Scripture that is becomes part of the Bible. That's why many times in this level of consciousness you will hear Scripture quoted. It comes from the infinite always, and it always translates to a human mind the same way. I am the infinite invisible. Every prophet living in this consciousness of I am the infinite Son hears the voice and speaks what he hears and speaks not of himself. It is the infinite Son who speaks the words of the Father. My peace I give unto you. This infinite peace, not a mortal peace that men can understand, but a peace of the infinite soul, a peace that is more real than any peace signed by treaties on the earth. For this peace is the peace of the kingdom where the Son lives. I, the infinite Son, live in the kingdom of my Father. The living Christ, the infinite Son, gathers his sheep into the flock. One by one, the Comforter comes, announcing, I am come. And when you know you have been chosen, you never forget it. This is the invisible badge you wear for the rest of your human days. And you wear that with a full knowledge of what it means. When you are declared to be the Son, through this inner knowing, you walk the earth with a responsibility to be the Son, and to bless, and to love, and to share, and to bestow, and to let your divine light softly shine wherever you go. To be the Son is to let your divine light shine with good deeds, with loving deeds, with gentleness, with firmness, in the will of your Father. Son, all that I have is thine. Thou art ever with me. I will be with thee always, even unto the end of this lifespan. And when the illusion is lifted, my Son and I will be shown to be one. The cosmic mind finds it very difficult to enter the conscious knowledge that I am the one infinite Son. And this breaks the mortal dream. You find yourself saying, "Speak, Father, thy Son heareth. Fill my soul. Open the book of life to me. For I am ready to walk as thy Son." Higher still we go now. And let yourself go beyond all human thought. Just have the courage to drop all human thought and really open your soul as wide as the infinite universe is. Just beyond all thought is the kingdom of God. The full, glorious kingdom is just beyond your human thought. If at this moment you were neither male nor female, nor physical, nor flesh, nor person, nor harbored any human concepts, you would be walking in that kingdom. And you can. For my kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Just be my son. Just be my son, and the kingdom and its treasures belong to you. And I have sent my son to teach you how to be my son. His words are printed in bold letters in the Book of Life. You can depend on them more than any word ever written in this world. Follow them carefully. They will take you through the gates of the kingdom, into oneship, into sonship, into eternity now, into the life that is eternal life. Be my son. And then, in this consciousness, let us go with the Master. And it came to pass, about in 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. We have gone up to a mountain to pray. We are joining Peter and John and James. We are following the Master up the mountain to pray. The world has not known what he did that day, but he explained who you are. He had said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of men, of man, am?" And now he took Peter and John and James and you and me up a mountain to show who the Son of Man is. For the Son of Man that he is about to show us is exactly who you are. That is the missing glorious secret of the Transfiguration. That is who we are. Hear it from that point of view, in your present mountaintop. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. There was the man Jesus, but now the fashion of his countenance was altered. And as you've been praying, though you saw it not, when you accepted, I am the Son of God, and extended your consciousness beyond thought, in that same sense, the fashion of your countenance was being altered. And his raiment was white, glistening. You have the right in your pure consciousness to know that you are wearing that raiment. For when you stepped out of the concept of form, you put on the raiment of the Son of God. You accepted your divine essence, glistening. He is clothing us in our garment of spirit. He is saying, you are no longer flesh, you never were. He is impersonalizing us by altering the face. He is saying you are not a finite being. Get out of that coat of skin. I am showing you who the Son of Man is. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Before it happened, we are seeing the Son of Man in his true state. The one who could not die. And you are that Son of Man in your true state. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. Do you know why they were heavy with sleep? Spirit had to change their consciousness so that they could witness this. They could not see it with normal human eyes. That sleep was their new consciousness, which came upon them when they were dehypnotized from mortality by sleep, so that they could witness the invisible. And they are there to witness the invisible so that you and I can see through the eyes that they saw, through the single eye. They were looking through their soul. If thine eye be single, thy whole body will be filled with light. And they were seeing the body of light of the Christ, who is the Son of Man. And this is the Son of Man we are now looking at, through the soul of the three who were put to sleep that they might see through the single eye. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, is it good for us to be here? So on. Here we have the man, the form, evaporating into the distance, disappearing, diminishing, expanding, etherealizing before their eyes, into infinity, saying by its very action, I am not Jesus, I am this infinite Son. I am not made of flesh and blood, I am made of a substance that man cannot see, but only you, because I have lifted you into soul vision. He lifted them into soul vision that they might see the invisible Christ flesh. But he had said, I am the Son of Man. And he had said the Son of Man would come unto us. And so, the invisible Christ flesh, which was present there, but invisible, has never departed. It is infinite. It is your invisible Christ flesh now. Beyond your senses, beyond your brain, beyond your mind, beyond anything of your human selfhood, beyond your human thought, here now is your invisible Christ flesh, waiting for you to live in it, in your eternal life, as you accept that you are not the son of woman, but the son of the infinite Father, the spiritual child, born of God. How you are going to bring these elements together for you to dwell in this from time to time is very important, because out of it will come that glowing fire that erupts into an unquenchable flame, like the burning bush, which actually is a symbol of the unquenchable nature of the fire of your soul. It never consumes, and yet it burns forever. There is a hidden ecstasy here of your soul in your acceptance of being that soul, racing forward, arms outstretched, as it were, to meet your spirit. And they come together in an infinite embrace. The spirit, through the soul, becomes aware of itself, and the soul becomes aware of the spirit. Spirit becomes aware through the self-awareness of soul, and soul becomes aware of the substance. And they both learn that we are the same. I, the soul, am the spirit. And the spirit learns, I, the spirit, am the soul. And this is the indissoluble union which has ever been true of your soul and your spirit. They are now one. The marriage is your realization that your soul is your spirit. Your spirit is your soul. And out of this inner realization that will come above the realm of thought will come the ecstasy of that soul fire as each feeds the other, kindling the other on an infinite level. Out of this, a new you is born. A you that you have been moving toward in your consciousness, and with your heart, and with your soul, with every ounce of energy you can command. Out of this spontaneous combustion of soul and spirit comes another realization. And this is the ecstasy of Christ, born out of the wedlock, the marriage. The fifth world of you and the sixth world of you are joined in conscious union. And suddenly, soul and spirit, being one, are ascended into their natural home, which is eternity, where they have always been, but were not aware. It took the soul to reach the spirit, for the spirit to learn it had a soul, and then to rise into the knowledge that we are in eternity now. And in eternity, the eternal Christ declares itself unto you as your identity. I am come. And the life that I bring is the life you always were, and it is eternal. When the Son of Man is realized as your name, it is because your soul has completed its flight, its circuit, of the seven worlds, and has returned to its original source in God. And you stand there as the Christ, the infinite Son, realized. This is a short story of your reality. It is not the reality of tomorrow. Beyond thought is eternity, here now, too vast for mind to grasp. But your identity does live in eternity now, and you are that identity. Your fourth day. I am the eternal Christ, living the eternal life now. It's difficult to try to live that in a mortal appearing world, but by this day, this 34th day, you'll find you have higher capacities and can do things that you didn't know you'd be able to do. I am the eternal Christ, living in eternal life now. That's the fourth day. Let's be in the consciousness now of the transfiguration. We are out of form. We are expanding our essence slowly but surely beyond visibility, out of the visible world, into invisibility but still expanding. In the invisible we are expanding. And I'll change the we to I, because the I and the we are the same. You are expanding. And now change you to I and use the I that you are. In the invisible, you are expanding into the fullness of I. Expanding and expanding and expanding, and yet one. And where you are expanding, there is no other one. No other one. There never was. Until you expand to the uttermost capacity of your awareness at this moment and know that it is all yourself. Everything within it is yourself. There is nothing else there. No world, no material powers, no powers of destruction, no birth and death, no person, no humanhood, no physicality. All this is in the dream world of a million yesterdays. You are in the now, not in the illusion of yesterday and today and tomorrow. You are in the now of being, which is eternal. You are the eternal self in the eternal now. You are accepting yourself to be worthy of your Father. No longer the son of woman. Every quality of God is part of your being now. And if ever you descend back to that little earth down there, every quality of God that is part of your being now will still be part of your being, no matter where you go or in what form you walk, as long as you know who you are. The qualities of God can never leave who you are. And those qualities are the only weapon you need against every disguise of the carnal mind. Let it multiply its forces against you. Let it attack. Let it threaten. Let it wear disguises. Let it seem to undermine your very existence. It has no power over you in your identity. It even has no power over the mortal appearance form of you when you stand in your identity. All the ravages of time are but papier-mâché against I am the eternal Son realized. So though we mount as high as our consciousness will permit, if we should fall or return or drop or in any way come to a lower level, what we learn at the topmost is never lost. It is always with us. The Word of God is eternal. Every word you hear from the Father at any time is eternally true, no matter where you are. Every truth you realize in consciousness, because it is truth, is eternally truth, because that is the nature of truth. There is one power in this universe of your Father. And you can be true to that one power simply by knowing that because I am the Son, the one power of God is the only power in my life. And that power is eternal perfection. Harmony is the nature of the infinite Son of God. I am that Son. That power of harmony doesn't depend on whether or not I appear in mortal form. It is a power unto itself. It is always happening. I either benefit by it, by knowing I am the eternal Son, or I do not benefit. Where my consciousness is determines the degree of my infinitude that expresses in my awareness. On your 34th day in the wilderness, Armageddon will confront you with everything to deny that you are the eternal Son of God. Almost everything you see will deny it. Some things will come up and strike you in the face with it to say, you are not the eternal Son of God. You are just a mere mortal making a pretense. You are fired on this job. Look at this X-ray, what it says about you. You've got something wrong in there. Your child just had an auto accident. He's in a hospital. We don't know how critical it is at this moment. All these things happen when the higher you go, the more critical, the more acute the attack of carnal mind upon you. And what do you do about it? Get thee behind me, Satan. I am the eternal Son of God. The laws of God are not changing because the carnal mind is throwing these illusions at me. Do you see how strong you can be when you know who you are? And when you know who you are, and when you know the truth of your being and the qualities of your being, you make a fabulous discovery. That all the evils in this world that exist in the human sense of life are there because there's no identity to stand in. A human identity is impotent and helpless in the face of the carnal mind. But identity, lived in, daily, is the full armor of light. That's a righteous man. One who lives in the identity of being the eternal Son, the only Son. And so let the armies attack with all their evils on this battleground of Armageddon. Your defense is not to mass another army against them. Your only defense is to live daily as the eternal Son in the eternal life. Which includes the full spectrum of divine perfection in all things. Knowing that nothing but that divine perfection is happening, and the illusion strikes against that which cannot be swayed or influenced or deceived. Christ is never deceived. Christ is the eternal Son. Realization of oneness is a consciousness, not a momentary idea. It is a way of life. Make a note of the fifth day because it won't be on the tape. The tape just ended. The fifth day. I am always with God. I am always with God. Armageddon is not over in a day. It is a continuous battle. It intensifies. The moment you are willing to declare I am with God and to walk forth that way, carnal mind will show you every reason in the world to make your mind believe God has nothing to do with you. On the fifth day, I am with God. These five comprise your 5 days in the wilderness. It gives us five more days in this wilderness. Could we have a quiet together?